latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and captain Vincent Kompany has challenged his teammates to remain hungry and dominate for years to come. 2018 EFL Cup winners are just 2 wins away from lifting a third Premier League title in 6 years and are still in with a shout of going all the way in the Champions League. Long-serving defender Kompany, who is now in his 10th season at the Etihad, says this is just the start of what could be a special run of victories. He told the National, "Today we see the first years of what probably envisaged the owners then they had with the club. And for me to be part of the entire process is, well, I don't know, there's so much value to that. You live a lot of blood, sweat and tears in the process. You want to be there for the good times. I have enough experience. You have to wait until pre-season when everybody's had a little bit more holiday and concentration. You can see it in the eyes almost. So next pre-season they come back and we go the same way and deliver the same attitude. They will feel comfortable in what it is like this team to achieve." Moving on then into other news, and according to reports, Manchester United have moved ahead of Man City in the race to sign striker Fred from Shakhtar Donetsk. The Daily Star is reporting that the Red Devils are now ahead of their bitter local rivals in the race to sign the playmaker's signature. The same report says that Manchester United's main rivals for his signature, apart from City, are Paris Saint-Germain. Moving on then into other news, and City are battling Arsenal for midfielder Benfica man João Félix. They believe that they could be battling out with the Gunners. The 18-year-old, one of the most exciting talents in Portugal, having attracted interest from around Europe, he's been in fine form, scoring 4 goals and 2 assists in his last 4 matches at youth level. Finally then, and Man City man Patrick Roberts has been out on the sidelines for 4 months while at Celtic, but he returned this weekend, admits he was delighted to be back in action. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.